Good evening. I declare this ordinary council meeting of the 12th Alice Springs Town Council open for the transaction of business as set out on the agenda. Welcome councillors and officers and members of the media and public present. I acknowledge the Central Arrernte people as the traditional owners and custodians of Alice Springs and just remind elected members that this meeting is being recorded and will be placed on the council's website. To start the evening, I'd ask everybody to be upstanding and I'll ask James Botley of Living Hope Apostolic Community Centre to present the prayer for tonight's meeting.
Let us pray. Let's just bow our heads for a moment. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you and we count it a privilege to minister in this way on council. So Lord, I pray, Father God, that you'll draw close to each alderman and indeed with our Mayor Damien, Lord, as they debate, as they toss ideas about. But Lord, we just pray that business would go well tonight. Lord, I pray that there'll be a strong overriding sense of unity over council tonight. And I pray, Lord, that the business of council would go well. Lord, I pray for each alderman and our Mayor Damien. I pray for each one, Lord. I pray right now that you would give them wisdom. But most importantly, Lord, that there'll be a strong sense of unity one with another as debate goes on this evening. So, Lord, we give you this council meeting and we pray this prayer in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, James. Please be seated. Welcome here this evening, Robin Lamley, MLA, and former Alderman of this council and Deputy Mayor, and also my congratulations to our former councillor Chancey Paik on his success at the weekend in being elected to the Northern Territory Government. Do we have any apologies, Mr. CEO?
There are no apologies, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. I welcome all members of the public in the gallery and ask, are there any questions from members of the public about items on our agenda this evening or any other business of council? If so, please step forward and use the microphone provided. Do any councillors wish to disclose an interest with regard to any matter on the agenda pursuant to Section 7374 of the Local Government Act 2015? Okay. In accordance with Section 67(3) of the Local Government Act 2015, I present the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held here on Monday, 25th of July, for confirmation. And I have a councillor who was present move that. Deputy Mayor seconded Councillor Price. Those in favour? Any against? No. Okay. Could I please ask, are there any matters arising from those minutes which are not otherwise dealt with by committees? I present my report for the month of August and ask for a motion that the report be received. Councillor Heenan, seconded Councillor Kudrenko. Those in favour? Any against? Are there any questions arising from that report that I may be able to help with? Okay. Oh, sorry, Councillor Kudrenko.
I'm keen to discuss 1.9, 1.11, 1.12, 1.14 and 1.24.
Certainly. So 1.23.
Thank you.
So with 1.9, I was just interested if there's any relevant update on how that process is proceeding regarding the Flood Mitigation Advisory Committee.
Yes, the final report came back to the committee after the last round of adjustments last Friday. We have a meeting sometime in the next week where those five people, to sign off on that and then send it to the Chief Minister.
So by the end of the week, that's likely to happen?
Well, depending on the members accepting the changes that we did at our last meeting, yes. And also, there was a lot of discussion around describing the issues in there, and that's been done in a map form so that can be understood by all.
Mm-hmm. The next one that I had was 1.11, meeting with Bill Ivory.
Sorry?
1.11, sorry.
Yeah, Bill Ivory, certainly. Mm-hmm. Bill has dropped in. He was in Alice Springs, just did a courtesy call around the projects that, his position then in Department of Arts and Museums. He said he'll come back and talk to council after we got through the electoral cycle.
And did you have any opportunity to talk about the current process which we've been undertaking for our arts and cultural policy? And
I did mention it, but it wasn't high on Bill's radar.
Mm-hmm. The next
112.
I did say 112, but I was meaning 113.
112 out. Okay, just a moment. 113. These two ladies came and spoke to me around employment and workforce development opportunities in Central Australia. They are both working in the area and describing new plans I could share with you outside of this, the document describing those things, but I don't have it here with me tonight, but I'll share that with you.
Yep, keen.
Just a second. Okay, 114.
I just had a comment here if it was a typo. I've not heard of Central Australian Aboriginal Corporation. I think it must be Congress.
I think it is correctly, Central Australian Aboriginal Congress.
And
that adjustment will be made.
Thanks.
1.24?
Yes, thanks.
Yeah, the CEO and I had a meeting with the deputy head of Joint Defence Facility in relation to recycling bottles and cans and what they do as a group in clusters of houses that they own. They're very interested to work through with council how they could deliver all of those in one hit instead of having them picked up separately. They go through a considerable amount of product out at the facility, and I think off the top of my head, his group had about 40 houses under their control, and another group that he brought to the meeting had about 100 houses to their control. And they're very keen to work with council around those possibilities. Also very much around cardboard and paper. They go through a considerable amount of cardboard and paper when they have the amount of shifts each year of people who come in. Everything is boxed and packaged. Didn't know that we actually had now installed a compactor, and arrangements were to be made between the CEO and the facility head so as we could just have those products delivered straight to the bay instead of coming in dribs and drabs in the back of other loads of rubbish. So that was a good outcome.
And so in light of this conversation that you've had and this sort of updated new information, did you think it was significant enough that it might need to be updated in our draft waste management strategy?
Which part of that?
So if we're talking about a waste stream, was it significant enough that it should be included in our waste management strategy?
The waste, the way I understand it, has already been handled at the landfill up till now. It's never gone anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a matter of having spoken with us that we can recycle the product instead of it just going to the tip face. So understanding that they will collect it separately at their premises, the cardboard and paper, and bring it in a load by itself to the landfill, and that way it'll go straight into the packaging area, the bundling area. So it's better than it being incinerated either at their facility or at the landfill, basically.
So it's not new waste that has already been included?
No, it's waste. The the ability now to recycle that is better for all concerned.
Thanks for that update.
And to Councillor Heenan, that was a meeting of the Central Australian Liquor Accord, which comes up tomorrow. It's in these papers. It was cancelled from last week, but it's there still in those papers. I can report on that next time. All right. Okay, I'm now going to call on councillors to provide their report on the things that they have done within the community over the last month, and I'll start with the Deputy Mayor, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We start off with a catch-up with Rob Clark, re the Bathurst Sky Park proposal, REDC monthly meeting, Sports Facility Advisory Committee, meeting with the CEO in regards to the Midnight Basketball Program, excuse me, Tourism Events and Promotions Committee meeting, 12-hour off-road weekend and scrutineering, cooking the barbecue at the Teddy Bears picnic at the Council Lawns, Centralian Arts Awards launch, review committee in terms of development, the review committee terms of development meeting, Masters Games Coordinators meeting. We had the dog review committee sitting, dinner with the Pine Gap facility CEOs and deputy CEO, Netball Stadium Council meeting, a meeting with the Tech Services Director and Depot Manager, catch up with the Mayor, Henley on Todd, forums, night markets, tourism events again, Darwin for the AGM for Motorsports NT. What else do we do? We had AHA Sports Show, Old Timers Fate, the Hall of Fame visit for Truckee's Hall of Fame, catch up with Luther Siebert, the Mayor of West Arnhem. Today we had the induction for the Regional Economic Development Committee, and also had a site meeting with the Netball regarding the seating layout. Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Councillor Douglas.
Yeah, thank you. Development Committee meeting, start of the month. Cemeteries Advisory Committee meeting. Arts Range weekend. Seniors Advisory Committee meeting, Chair. And that's about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Douglas. Councillor Heenan.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. One I did forget, the Teddy Bear Picnic cooks and pancakes there. Rotary Henley on Todd. Rotary, the Old Timers Fate Cooker Barbecues, Todmore Market, Night Markets, the Chamber of Commerce Business at Sunset, Netball Stadium Council Site Visit, Place Names Committee in Darwin, Tourism Central Australia with Adam Giles, Admin Review, Town Council Admin Review, Hamilton Downs Youth Camp AGM, which is tomorrow, ABC interview on the radio regarding Census Night, Tourism Events Promotions Committee, Cemeteries Advisory Committee, and Access Advisory Committee. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Heenan. Councillor Kudrenko.
Thank you. This month I attended the Executive Development Committee, the Administrative Review Committee Preparation Meeting, the Public Art Advisory Committee Meeting, and the Administrative Review Meeting. I also can report to the other members that the DCA didn't occur this month, although we both did participate by email regarding one development. And also I just had one question, if it's possible, to the Deputy Mayor. Of that long list of commitments that you've had this month, I'm interested if you're able to explain to me what the review committee for the terms of development was.
Sorry, for regional economic development today was an induction.
Not today, so it was at the start of your list.
Sorry, I'll go back to
it. And it was the review committee terms of development. Review committee terms of development.
Review committee terms meeting. I was regardment. Sorry, it wasn't development. It was for the dog.
Oh,
I beg your pardon.
Sorry. Oh, yeah. For development. Sorry. Yeah.
No, it was
I might have misheard
Masters
that.
Masters game coordinators.
I wondered if it was about development, so I appreciate that update.
I beg your pardon. It was for the dog that we attended.
Great, thank you very much.
Thanks, Councillor Kudrenko. Councillor Price.
Thank you. This month I attended the Urara Year 12's Girl Leadership Dinner, the Todd Mall Markets, as well as the Night Markets, the Eco Fair, and the Henley on Todd Parade.
Thank you. Thanks to all those councillors. Now's the time for elected members and officers to provide notification of matters to be raised in general business.
An item coming out of the Sports Facility Advisory Committee, please, Mr. Mayor, regarding the Anzac Oval building.
Okay. Thank you. Somebody second that? We hear that. Thank you, Councillor Kudrenko. Are there any deputations or petitions, Mr. CEO?
There are none, Mr. Mayor.
Any memorials?
No memorials.
Any notice of motions?
And there are no notice of motion.
Okay, then we'll move straight into reports of committees for this month. I'm going to call on the different committee chairs to deliver their reports on their respective committees held 15th of August, and I'll go to the Chair of Finance, Councillor Heenan.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Your worship, I present the report of the Finance Committee held on the 15th of August and invite members to withdraw any items they wish debated separately. Following this, I intend to move so the terms and the recommendations not so withdrawn.
Thank you. None withdrawn.
Okay, Your Worship, I move in terms of items 1 and 2.
Thank you. Could I please have a seconder? Councillor Price. All those in favour? Mm-hmm. Thank you. That completes your report. I'll move on to ask the Chair of the Corporate Community Services, Councillor Kudrenko, to present a report.
Thank you, Your Worship. I present the report of the Corporate and Community Services Committee, which was held on the 15th of August 2016, and I invite members to withdraw any items they wish to debate separately. Following this, I intend to move in terms of the recommendations not so withdrawn.
Thank you. Councillor Heenan, what would you like to withdraw? No? Okay.
Thank you, Your Worship. I move then in terms of items 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 and 12.
Thank you, Councillor Kudrenko. A seconder, please. Councillor Douglas, all in favour? Thank you very much.
Thank you. That concludes my report.
Thank you, Councillor Kudrenko. Now I'm going to move on and invite the Chair of Tech Services, Councillor Douglas, to present his report.
Thank you, Your Worship. I present the report of the Technical Services Committee held on the 15th of August 2016, and invite members to withdraw any items they wish to debate separately. Following this, I intend to move in terms of recommendations not so withdrawn.
Thank you, Councillor Douglas. Any items withdrawn? No. Back to you, Councillor Douglas.
Your Worship, I move in terms of items 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 and 7.
Thank you. Could I have a seconder, please? Deputy Mayor? All those in favour? Any against? Thank you.
Thank you, Your Worship. This now concludes my report.
Thank you. Now I'm going to move on and ask for somebody to move the CEO's report and the recommendations that are in there. So somebody, Councillor Heenan, move that. Seconder, please. Councillor Kudrenko. Those in favour? Thanks very much. Now, 14.1.2. This is the CEO's... this is the report. There's a recommendation here from the Administrative Review Committee to Council.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, a request for a review of Council's regulatory order in respect of the premises 3 Clark Street and the mail log situated thereon. I was received by Council under the Local Government Act. There was a meeting required of the Administrative Review Committee to review the Council's previous decision. This report, prepared by Council's solicitor, is a result of the meeting of the Administrative Review Committee. And as you can see there, the recommendations are as stated in the report, and that's a different recommendation that is standing at the moment. And so the committee is recommending a rescission of the previous decision, and that the both dogs on the premises, the male and the female dog, be what is known as declared dogs. Happy to answer any questions, myself or the Director of Corporate Community Services, or of course the councillors on that review committee would be the appropriate elected members to address any questions. The Administrative Review Committee had an independent chair. Mr. Peter Hoey was the independent chair, and it was conducted over 2 meetings, one of which was the topic of Councillor Kudrenko's question to the Deputy Mayor. One was to review the terms of reference, and one was to actually have the business of the day transacted. So that's the recommendation of the Administrative Review Committee, Mr. Mayor, for the Council's consideration. The Council can either accept that, reject it, or make any other further decision it views as relevant in the circumstances.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. CEO. I do have a question. By moving these recommendations, you remove the first decision of Council, replace it with the one here. But this one talks about a particular enclosure required to satisfy, and then all the specifications are there. What's the time frame in putting that in place? What's the structure around that?
The time frame is as soon as practicable. It would be in the order of... around about a week would be about the required time to serve the notices, and then that'd be a reasonable time thereafter.
Serve the notice, sorry.
Mr. Mayor, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions? All right. Somebody who was on that review like to move that recommendation? Deputy Mayor, seconded Councillor Kudrenko. Those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Now. I think it's got the same number, but... 14.2.1, sorry. This one is from the Director of Finance. This is an amendment to the Municipal Plan 1617 to 1920. It's recommend the Council amend the Municipal Plan to read as follows. Any discussion around this? Okay. Somebody, well, Chair of Finance, would you move this? Councillor Heenan, a seconder for this, please. Deputy Mayor, those in favour? Any against? Thank you.
Practical question on this matter.
I'm sorry, I was waiting for lights, but go ahead.
Since it's passed now, the change to the municipal plan will be updated on the website. And what about the printed versions? Will we do a reprint? Or how will that be managed?
Through the chair, the various versions will be updated, including the website, and the printed versions as well will be... available for the public.
And would we say put a notice in the Advocate just to notify people that the change is made also?
Through the chair, that's after tonight. That is an action that we will take.
Thank
Thank you, Councillor Kudrenko. Thank you, Director. My sheets say there is nothing from Director of Corporate and Community or the Director of Technical Services this evening. Move on to questions without notice. Let's have a couple for tech services. I'm not sure whether it's been reported or not, but the pedestrian crossing between Coles and Kmart is deteriorating very badly. It looks like heavy vehicles have buckled the plates on both sides. I'm not sure how somebody in a small car would be handling it at the moment, but crossing that was put in, it's just collapsing on both sides.
Through the chair, can I take that on notice, investigate, and I'll come back?
Certainly. Thank you.
Condition.
But yeah, I think something's got to be done about it very quickly. And Councillor Heenan?
If I can ask a question, Mr. Mayor, how long is our contract with the NT Government, Alice Springs Town Council and Congress regarding the night children picking up children?
Through the chair, if I may.
The youth night patrol.
That was to expire early October, mm-hmm. but there's been an extension granted till February next year.
February.
Yes, and there is discussion taking place with the Chief Minister's Department, Councillor Heenan, suggestion that that any further extension of that particular arrangement may have to be through a expression of interest format, but we are yet to find out the details of that. But it's four nights a week. That was one of the conditions, but definitely has going through now till February next year.
Okay, so it'll be four nights a week till February, to the end of February.
That's the basis upon which the additional funding has been offered, yes.
Okay, thank you.
And if I may, to the Director of Technical Services again, I passed a message on today, but I've had more calls this afternoon around the lack of grandstands at two of the football codes this weekend. Very concerned that they're both in finals. Now, we must be using them somewhere, but the request would be that AFL and soccer AFL have grand finals next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, and soccer have something near the end of their season. Will the grandstands go back to those two facilities for this weekend?
Through the chair, I did receive that information earlier today. Currently, we have, with the Red Centre Nats, 28 grandstands out and about at different venues, which has put a strain on the rest of our grandstands. We put 8 rigid ones out on the 19th of August, and then another 20 on Wednesday the 24th of August last week, as per our agreement with the Red Centre Nats. I'm currently doing a stock take on our existing, or what's remaining, which is about 15, to ensure that those two sports do get a fair share of grandstands for this weekend coming up and the subsequent grand finals.
Thank you. Were there some used at the Bush Bands Bash that are out there?
Through the chair, there was 3 over up at the Bush Bash.
Right. Could we make a note for next year's Red Centre Nats, which will run at the same time as these sports? We had over 700 people at the AFL on Sunday with one grandstand. So we need to manage this a little better and maybe contemplate, does the Red Centre Nats need 28 grandstands for a number of weeks, or we use them in relation to those sports?
Yeah, through the chair, I'll note that in our future discussions.
Thank
but
you.
I will come back with an email to all saying where the grandstands are.
Thank you. So we've got 15 to move, you believe, for this weekend. Well, I think soccer's request is for 4 that they normally have, and I'm quite sure that AFL would very much welcome the other 11 at least. Deputy Mayor?
Yeah, can I ask for clarification on that? The Red Centre Nats starts this weekend. Why did they have 28 grandstands allocated for last weekend?
Through the chair, that was the agreement signed off. They were requesting those earlier than the event to do setup. And that's the agreement that was struck. And
but surely we would have noted that we had finals on and that they were unavailable and wouldn't be available until later on in the week. I'm very confused. What setup is 28 grandstands a week out with 700 people, like the Mayor has said? Surely we have to put that in place, that they're only available once they're freed up. They should have been prioritised for that. I'm actually the same. I'm surprised with that. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Deputy Mayor. No other general questions. I'm going to go to the CEO now, who notified at the beginning a item he would like brought up in the general in other business. Mr. CEO, this was a report from Anzac Oval from SFAC.
Yes, that's correct. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Last Thursday, Sports Facility Advisory Committee, and the minutes of that meeting will go through to the next round of committees through the September round at the Technical Services Committee. But this was an item the committee asked to be raised this evening through the Mayor to just have the approval of Council to proceed. There was discussion about outfitting the referee room at the facility at Anzac Oval, medical room, and other upgrades necessary that have been identified. The costing of that is $19,372. The Director of Technical Services requests that the referee room be done separately, as this was being considered as an urgent request. And the recommendation of the committee to Council is that Council accept the quote from $19,372 to do out the required works. The Council approved funds of $10,000, subject to the remainder of the quote to be paid by contributions from the Alice Springs Rugby League and Rugby Union. Council approved works to be done, with the referee's room being a priority to be first done. And because it was seen as a urgent matter, and it wouldn't flow through and a final decision wouldn't be made till the last Monday, well, now it's a week earlier, in September, the committee has asked that it be presented to Council tonight with a request that Council support that recommendation.
Councillor Kudrenko.
So I just have an inquiry in relation to the amount and standard Council procurement guidelines. So Council's spending $10,000, but the total value of the project is almost 20. Is that in line with our guidelines to directly appoint to one contractor, or would it require quoting?
Thank you, Councillor Gundergo. Through the Chair, that does conform with Council's procurement guidelines.
Thank you.
And yes, so all that is in place. And of course, that money wouldn't be released without the commitment of both the other two codes. They're prepared to make that similar contribution. But just so those negotiations can take place, the authority of Council is required. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
And I just missed it at the start. One other question was, how did the damage occur?
No, if I can answer that, the referees' rooms were left as four blank walls when the facility was built originally. They've been asking for some time. So it goes through the facility advisory work and got to sports facility. I was surprised at this month's sports facility that it was still sitting there, having been approached some 3 months ago by the referees. So one of the codes has gone through another season that they sit on plastic chairs and they've got nowhere to hang their gear and everything. The other code then starts in October. So the aim is to at least get this, what should have been fixed some considerable time ago.
So it's like putting in lockers and things like that.
Lockers, table, bench, wall-mounted bracket. They've got a pretty raw deal. The way it is.
Okay.
Thank you, Councillor Heenan.
Well, that was my question. You've just answered my question. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
So somebody move that, please. Councillor Heenan, seconded. Deputy Mayor. Those in favour? Any against? Thank you. That clears that up. Okay. Matters for media attention will be dealt with by the media present. Our next ordinary meeting, please note, is a week earlier than normal. It will be on the 19th of September at 6 p.m. in this chamber. There being no other business, I ask for somebody to move to adjourn to the confidential section. Councillor Douglas, seconded. Councillor Price, those in favour? Any against? Thank you.